Hi, and welcome to the Burlington United Methodist Church Podcast. I'm Pastor Josh. Today's podcast is the last episode of Pastor Josh Asks in connection with our current sermon series. I asked my group to respond to this quote, "Attempt something so big that unless God intervenes, it is bound to fail." This has been a great series. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
I would like to see a community church service once a year where all the churches come together and celebrate in the park, and all the ministers say something. And then, of course, because I'm Methodist, you have to have a potluck afterwards. You know, Methodists have to have food. That's the big thing I would love to see in this community. I mean, we all love God. Let's get together and do it together. Once a year, that's all I'm asking.
With that, God is in our life in every aspect, not just when we need Him most. So when you're dreaming, have Him in mind, where to the point of you need Him to make things happen.
I kind of think of this crazy utopia world where there's peace and love and joy, and we all get along, we're all similar-minded, we all have the same goals. Just a community, a thriving community, a thriving area where there's no worry. There's a lot of happiness.
My first thought on that is the saying, go big or go home. But I don't think that quite grasps the size of, you know, it's attempting something so big that without God it'll fail. I kind of told Pastor that when I first read that, it's one of those questions or those quotes that really gets you thinking, but you're not quite really how to respond to it. But I mean, it makes sense to want to do something so big that is impossible on our own. As we know that with God, all things are possible, and to attempt something that would need His help to get across the finish line, which should be a goal for all of us. And I kind of think of something that, you know, maybe everybody around you is thinking, what's wrong with this guy? Why is he trying something like that? You know, there's no way it's gonna work, gonna happen. But kind of like with Noah in the ark when he was building it, it was like, this guy's, you know, conspiracy theorist, he's crazy. But, you know, it turned out that it all had a purpose. And but then to also thought to be prepared that if God doesn't intervene and it does fail, to know that there's a reason or a purpose behind that, and not everything we do is meant to succeed, and it's all part of the whole big picture and part of pursuing Him.
I want us to end corruption, war, famine, illness, poverty, and greed. Using all of our resources and influence, we can start to see the devil's influence fade. When God intervenes, all these things will fail. Our ability to spread God's love is what we all need to do to continue to strive for these things to change.
For myself, to reflect on that was delivering the message. I do a lot of public speaking for work, and a lot of that's just information that I know through work, and to be able to go through and actually have to dive in, that I had to learn, and the messages to deliver, and all the different options and the way you can go through and deliver to make sure people are going to resonate with it and understand what you're trying to say and be able to go through and implement that into their life was big for myself, not just for the church in general, to be able to go through and be the church of the county, church of the state, you know, kind of aspect where if we can put it in His hands to be able to go through and make a difference in one person's life, let alone the whole county, I think any of that would be the big step for us to take.
I did think about this one quite a bit, and I thought, well, you know, not big problem, but whether you're doing something big or small, God is always trying to intervene. He's always there and for us to lean on. And it's just a matter of if we listen and if we respond. the hard thing is to remember and to accept is that what we see as a success or a failure, that's not necessarily the way God sees it. And that, you know, something that we really want to have happen, even if we take it to God early on and we think God is on board with this and he wants us to do this, that may not be the way it comes out. And, you know, probably everybody can think of something they prayed and prayed and prayed for and it never happened. Well, it just, you know, God's will is not always our will. And that's, you know, we hear that a lot in sermons. It's in scripture, but it's hard to accept. We want it our way.
I love that quote, and I'm still listening to try to figure out what it is. In my life recently, I was diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer, and I felt that God told me that I would not need the chemo that they put a port in for and planned for the whole year of my life. And I felt like it really stretched my faith to believe that he told me that, but he did it. And to me, that's just like a faith building thing that I need to believe more for myself and for our church. And so I don't have a good answer to that question, but I think it's good for all of us to think on it and pray on it and build our faith so that we can do whatever it is that he sees us wanting to dream about for his glory.
I think any project, no matter big or small, if you do it without prayer to God, is prone to failure. I think that sometimes God is allowing us to fail so that we may come to a better plan that is better than what we could have even imagined.